Track 3.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Radio on the Move. It's time for our programme, Interviews with Experts. Today, our guest is Kenneth Hamilton. He is a professor of economics at the University of London, and he's here to discuss the challenges of the modern welfare state. Good morning, Mr. Hamilton.
Good morning.
Mr. Hamilton, what exactly is the modern welfare state?
Well, the main principle of the modern welfare state is to deal with situations such as poverty or unemployment. If the state cannot prevent these circumstances, it can aim to support people who are in need. A modern welfare state should be there for its citizens who get into difficulties.
What kind of difficulties are you referring to?
There are numerous situations where people may face difficulties in their lives. Take illness, for example. When people get ill, they cannot go to work. In a modern welfare state, they do not only get medical treatment, but they also continue to get their pay. Or take old age as another difficult situation. At a certain age, a lot of people can no longer continue working. That is why the welfare state introduced the National Pension Scheme.
Ah, yes. Speaking of old age pensions, whenever we discuss the modern welfare state today, some people say that we should reduce costs and that we cannot really afford such an expensive welfare system as we have today. Why, in your opinion, has the welfare state system become so expensive?
Well, there isn't just one reason. Many factors have led to the high costs which we have in such a system. First, there was a rapid expansion in social insurance programs after World War II. This expansion happened mainly because urbanization had weakened the family, which up to then had cared for older family members. The provision of care for senior citizens costs the state a lot of money. Second, we need a new contract between the generations, as we are facing an aging population, low birth rates, and changing family structures. This means rising costs in pensions and healthcare. Let me point out here that it is not only senior citizens that cost money. The younger generation, children, single parents, young families, they all have a right to a decent life. And that often costs the welfare state a lot of money. So we need to invest in the education of our children and support young families. Third, progress in health and medicine has improved the effectiveness of medical services, but it has also increased the cost of the National Health Service. Fourth, some people say that the welfare state costs too much because we often finance unemployed people who live on unemployment benefits. Some people are of the opinion that a lot of unemployed people do not want to work. These are all problems that we have to solve, and that all costs a lot of money.
So, what can we do to save the welfare state?
Unfortunately, there's no easy answer to that question. Some call for a reduction in welfare benefits. Others say that people should take more responsibility for their lives and not just rely on the welfare state to solve their problems. Then again, a lot of people say that the state has the duty to provide public services for the elderly and people in need. But that all costs a lot of money.
Mr. Hamilton, thank you very much for your useful comments on the welfare system. Now it's time for the news.